Welcome to Vox System. How may I help you?
Well, I didn't see you there.
Always seem to have that effect. How may I help you, sir?
What is that thing?
That is my photonic memory core, or PMC as we say in the trade.
What are you?
I'm the Fifth Avenue Public Library Information Unit. Box registration NY-114. How may I help you?
Oh, a stereopticon of some sort.
Stereopticon? Oh, no, sir. I am a third-generation fusion-powered photonic with verbal and visual link capabilities connected to every database on the planet.
A photonic?
A compendium of all human knowledge. Area of inquiry?
Do you know anything about physics?
Ah, accessing physics.
Mechanical engineering. Dimensional optics. Chronography. Temporal causality. Temporal paradox.
Time travel?
Yes.
Accessing science fiction?
No, practical application. My question is, why can't one change the past?
Because one cannot travel into the past.
What if one could?
One cannot.
Excuse me, this is something you should trust me on.
Accessing the writings of Isaac Asimov, H.G. Wells, Harlan Ellison, Alexander Hardigan.
Oh, tell me about him.
Alexander Hardigan, 1869 to 1903, American scientist given to eccentric postulation. Bound writings include Treatise on the Creation of a Time Machine.
Tell me about the time machine.
Time Machine was written by H.G. Wells in 1894. It was later adapted to a motion picture by George Powell and a stage musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which ran on Broadway for
22
years. Would you like to hear selections from the score?
No.
There's a place called tomorrow, a place of joy.
Not of sorrow, can't you see? It's a place for you.
Thank you.
Man.
That's quite enough.
Keep these stones in many places. This is the room where my parents taught me for the first time.
Why do you learn this language if you don't use it?
It's a tradition we hand down. It meant something once. It must be here for a reason.
One generation passeth away and another cometh, but the earth abideth forever.
Why have you come here? Why have you traveled through time?
To have a question answered.
Question?
Yes, why can't I change the past?
Why would you want to? You've lost someone. Someone you loved very much.
Do I surprise you?
A little, yes.
We weren't always like this. After the moon fell from the sky, the earth could no longer sustain the species. Some managed to stay above. The rest of us escaped underground. Then centuries later, when we tried to re-emerge into the sun again, we couldn't. So we bred ourselves into castes. Some to be our eyes and ears, some to be our muscles and sinews.
Oh, you mean your hunters?
Yes. Bred to be predators, but bred also to be controlled, you see. My caste concentrated on expanding our cerebral abilities.
This is a perversion of every natural law.
And what if time travel? But your pathetic attempt to control the world around you, your futile effort to have a question answered. You think I don't know you, Alexander? I can look inside your memories, your nightmares, your dreams. You're a man haunted by those two most terrible words. What?